That was a fast count.
It was a super fast end of the count.
Man, that was like, you know, old school wrestling where you needed the guy to hurry up and win.
Right. 3, 2.
What?
Oh, he kicked out.
Oh. The kick out.
Black cheese rocks. Black cheese rocks.
I did love black cheese.
Yeah.
And I watched some of that Ric Flair 30 for 30.
Oh, was it good?
That is good stuff. Man, it is telling you all about the Ric Flair lifestyle.
I would love to watch it. I'm going to make time for it.
Oh, next man, time he's I see buying it. Limos and doing all the drugs and all the hotels. And
That was like the tiny clip that I saw when I was flipping through. I was like, oh, I want to watch this 30 for 30. And I fired it up and Owen was like, nope. And I was like, okay, fine. But it was just Ric Flair doing like an on-air interview with the WCW. And he's like, I'm Ric Flair. I'm going to be at this hotel. If you're over 18, stop by and have sex with me.
All right. Anything else to add or change?
I don't think so.
Holy crap, I did not know that.
What up?
So I was trying to find out, since Charles Manson died,
right? Yes.
And Malcolm Young died.
Yeah. When did Charles Manson die?
What's that?
When did Charles Manson die?
Like yesterday?
A couple days ago?
Day before?
I totally missed that. I didn't know. I could not for the life of me figure out why they kept interviewing his grandson all over the internet. But I was like, whatever, I guess that's still a thing. Okay.
Yeah, 2 days ago. So then I'm like, well, who else died? So I just Googled celebrity deaths this week. Mel Tillis died.
Oh, yeah?
On the same day.
Yeah.
Had no idea.
So did we settle we're only doing one pie?
If you like.
If you want to do two pies, I'll do two pies.
I think we should stick to the one and just say the other one got bumped because we forgot it was Thanksgiving or something. I don't know.
I will. I will explain it when I start the segment. I think people will be emotionally distressed enough to find out the segment got a sponsor and is going nowhere. I don't want to hit them with, I don't want to rub it in with two pies. I mean, I love a good pie gag as much as the next guy, but that's just harsh.
Yeah, John Hillerman died.
I don't know who that is.
Higgins from Magnum P.I.
Yeah, I never watched that show.
But that was last week.
My knowledge of Magnum P.I. is very, very limited.
I watched it, but I am also okay with your response.
I remember it being a show. I remember it being popular. That's what I remember. There was a red sports car.
I am tired of looking at dead people that I have no idea who they are. If I scroll for two pages and your famous dead list doesn't ring a bell on any of them, you're way too liberal in your application of famous.
I'll make you famous.
Best $1.50 I ever spent. Isn't that the line?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Does this new Hulk actually ever make a match when he takes a turn at the beginning?
No, he doesn't take a turn at the beginning. He just blows shit up, right?
Yeah.
No, things move.
I thought he just destroyed X number of tiles.
Right. Well,
every
tile
turn
swap.
He makes a free move.
I don't remember that. Well, I believe you.
He does do that, but I didn't think it was the first turn. But I could be wrong. I don't know.
I'm just saying every turn he goes, he makes a match. But I have yet to see it actually make a match.
No.
It moves some things and nothing happens.
Well, it guarantees you that he swaps tiles, not that anything happens from it.
You think by sheer, you know, happenstance it would do something once.
Well, for me, it only moves one pair of tiles, so it's not that big of a chance. Oh, it was $1.80, not $1.50, but anyway. Don't remember that part? No response.
Nope. Yeah, sorry, I did not know there.
Okay. Young Guns 2.
Oh, man, that's been on recently, and I keep meaning to watch it, and I never get to it.
Guy has a shotgun that's loaded with 18 dimes instead of buckshot. And when William Bonney takes it over, he takes it from him and ends up killing him with it. And he yells out, goodbye, Bob. Best $1.80 I ever spent. Did either of you happen upon the Reddit that said what the next character is going to be?
Nope.
Nope.
Well, don't go poking around.
Don't go poking around.
I'm assuming. Well,
I wouldn't if I tried.
Are they doing like one for one now? 1.5 and 1.4? Because didn't we just have a 5? Like we had Thor and then Hulk, right?
Yeah, there should be another 4.
Yeah, the next one. Well, the one that I read was another 5. A 5/3.
Oh, God.
At least Thor didn't have a 3 because he already had a 3.
Right.
Right. So it can't be Punisher because he's already got a 3.
Right. And it can't be Loki because he's already got a 3.
Loki should be a 4-star. I mean, I know he's a god, but.
Right.
He doesn't do that
Say
much.
Say yes. Hella?
You don't want me to answer, right?
That would be a terrible character. I realize they got to do movie tie-ins, but come on. That is a stretch. I even doubt that she's a Marvel character.
She's Odin's sister.
Yeah, they don't own Norse mythology. They're just Marvel jerks. Did the show start? Did I miss something? Hello, everybody, and welcome to your weekly PW3 PSA. This week, we have a special PSA outreach to one of our a friend of the show, former member of the Puzzle Warriors. He is part of a nonprofit organization called Educate Together. So I'll give you a little bit of background and then direct you to them to give them some money. So over in Ireland, teachers get paid through public funds, but all of the schools are privately owned and run by patrons. And these patrons are 96% of the time a religious institution. 90% of that, they are the Catholic Church. And this means that the Catholic Church gets to set policy. They get to run things like admissions. So if you are not Catholic, they get to pick Catholic students first. And if there's any space left over for you, then maybe they'll consider letting you in. And that is perfectly legal over there. This organization is working very hard to correct this problem that is affecting children's ability to get the best education possible. If you would like to support Educate Together, if you would like to get more information about the organization, go to www.educatetogether.ie. And now, on with the show. Oh, also, looks like net neutrality failed, so thanks for nothing, other PSA listeners.
Do you ever wonder, like, how crazy, like, the footy game must be, for the Protestants versus the Catholics? Like, do people bring their own firebombs? Like,
no.
No?
No. That's no. Yeah. They just want independence. The football field is neutral ground. That's just fans that make it dangerous.
Too many fans. All at once.
All right. Where are we at? What are we doing?
You're going to start the show.
More importantly, I'm here. So thank God for that.
Or if you don't thank God for that, you can check out educatetogether.ie and you can get equality back in Irish schools.
Great True Believers, welcome to the 117th mediocre installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3.
No way, this show is dope. We're on an upswing recently.
Is it awesome? No, dope and you approve? That's what it is.
Somehow, yes, this show is in the middle of the diagram.
Okay. I am the Woolly One with me, as always, KS72, StinkyB15. It's Ray, it's Ian. Hello.
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 Yeah, it is smack in the middle of the diagram because the show
thought
the
is... I one side was does not approve.
Right. One side is dope and one side is does not approve. Yeah. The show is absolutely dope and I do not approve of someone spending an hour of their lifetime listening to a show loosely about Marvel Puzzle Quest. That is not time well spent.
You're cutting out a little bit.
Ah, crud. How about now? How about if I'm less animated?
Oh no.
Well, instead of doing less animated, you want to try to switch that other setting back and see if it works? Gotta love it. Either technical difficulties or somebody's out of the show.
How's this?
Well,
significantly
so
better? Worse? Okay, we'll keep it up for a while. Switch back if need be.
Okay.
All right. You're covering the week of 11/22 through 11/29. Happy early Thanksgiving to all Americans. If you're not American, go get your own holiday.
I'm sure they have their own holiday.
I think only Canadians actually have Thanksgiving.
Yeah, oh, do they?
True. Somebody else has to.
No, I think it's just Americans and Canadians.
Yeah, that I didn't think Canadians did at all.
Yeah, they got Canadian Thanksgiving. It's a different day, though.
Oh, okay, I was going to say, I'm going up there instead of going to Thanksgiving, so I'll let you know how it turns out.
Oh.
That's why I'll get into that later in the show, but yes, that's why I totally blanked on Thanksgiving, because we are just bailing on Thanksgiving, and we're taking the three of us up to Niagara Falls.
Slowly I turned, step by step, inch by inch. All right, so yeah, now your Falls, good time.
I don't know what's going on.
You don't know that bit?
No, apparently not.
Look up some classic comedy back in the day.
Google that.
That was good, man. That was solid.
Google classic comedy back in the day. See what comes up.
Grinch McScrooge gets it.
That dude's dope, so. And I approve, so except, he's on the...
Except his name has now changed to Grinch McPoop Symbol GE.
Oh. Back to the middle of the diagram you go.
All right, what do we got? Your Deadpool dailies for this week. Your yellow Wednesday, Yellow Kamala Khan. Thursday, Black Quicksilver. Friday, Purple Switch. Saturday, Blue Vision. Sunday, Blue Strange. Monday, Black Thanos. Tuesday, Purple Hawkeye. Wednesday, Yellow Star-Lord. Over in the 5-day four-star crash. Of the Titans. Right now, you got your Teen Gene versus Moonstone.
Yes.
I was able to win that one on the first go. Did you guys try that one?
Only to test the waters. I will reinvest. I got beat pretty soundly, so I will up her levels and give her some boosts and go back in and attempt to win for Sirius later tonight.
Yeah, I don't doubt that you had some issues because, yeah, I didn't win it on the first try. And my Teen Gene has been champ for quite some time. But yeah, no luck. Couldn't get anything. Eventually I got some green and I fired it off and it didn't quite kill her. And then she went, oh, all those tiles you just made are mine now. And then she made a match and killed me. It was
all your tiles are belong to us.
Yeah. Sad story. Got her on day two though.
Good deal. Hey, before I forget, cause I've already forgotten, I want to thank Joe for sitting in, last week. Cause I love me some Joe.
Woo.
Yeah.
Hey Joe.
He was a welcome addition.
Listen to his show all the time. Coming up next on the 11/24, we got Gamorpha.
Right.
And then on the 29th would be Baby Groot. So some good crashes coming up. Those will be fun.
Yeah, I hear those characters are popular.
Do you not have those ones?
Very sparingly. Oh, if you think that's good, just wait for segment number 4.
Oh, that's so far away.
Oh, Craig, it's... I don't think I have a single boosted character even rostered this week.
Oof.
Like I'm just making stuff up.
Yeah, your Gamorpha is at 012 and your Rockin' Groot's at 102. So those are gonna be rough.
Oh, those are gonna be hard.
Yeah.
Let's see. Your story events, Web Wonder is running right now. If you get up to 16,000, you get not one, not two, but three Doreens. 32,000 gets you that brand new Hulk guy. 57,000 for 30 CP. Top 50 folks get Ben Grimm. And 51 to 400 get you some T'Challa. The shield training event still going. You got another day, I think, to finish that up. Not that I can play it anymore, because I can't play it anymore. I have neither high enough Goddess of Thunder. Ha ha!
There you go.
Or high enough Nightcrawler to play that event out. So. PvP land, it's the back to life, back to reality.
Nice.
Yeah. Raging Fire is running now, which is the new Hulk event. 800 Black Colossus, 900 Yellow Hulk, 1200 gets you the CP, top 5 folks get Battery Bird, and 6 to 50 is Pietro. The next event is Junkyard Wars. Remember that show? That was a good show.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that before? Yeah. I'm sure we did.
Huh.
I wasn't a big fan of that show.
I liked it. Liked it a whole lot. 800 Green Quicksilver, 900 Green Vulture, 12,000 or 1,200 for the CP. Top 5 is Power Man, and 6 to 50 is Hawkeye. Shield Simulator for this season, 900 to get you a little Squirrel Girl. 1,200, 1,400, and 1,700 are all Kamala Khans. And 2,000 points get you a Purple or Wagner.
Yeah. Looking forward to that. More Nightcrawler's nice.
Moving on. We got a new sponsor right here.
Holy smokes, do we ever. Brace yourselves, everybody.
And,
we've got controversy, we've got news, we've got sponsors.
Yeah, prepare for two things. A, new sponsor. B, I had to make an executive override and change what's happening right now.
Okay.
So, first of all, it's time for the pie segment. Brought to you by our brand new sponsor, This Pie. That's right. This Pie. Shout out to that brand new sponsor.
So our brand new hero who has indefinitely saved the pie segment. So digest that, pie haters. Sorry, but not sorry. Also, I did. As I told you, I flaked on the holiday, so I forgot Thanksgiving was happening. So anybody who thought that this week's pie was going to be strawberry rhubarb, it's not. That'll come in the future with a different clue, but you were correct. This week is the king of the holiday pies, according to my second favorite co-host.
Oh.
It's none other than the legendary pumpkin pie, which...
Did you intentionally say that you flaked on the pies?
No, that's sweet, though. I mean, of course I did.
Yeah, pumpkin pie. Tell me more.
Yeah. You know, it's your standard custard-style pie. So you just do the pie shell instead of the short crust. Pumpkin tastes flavorless. So, you know, throw in a little cinnamon, ginger, nutmeg, cloves, cardamom, vanilla, whatever your likings are.
Put them all in there.
Yeah, you could go overboard like that. If you want to switch out the nutmeg and the cloves, you can throw in a little allspice because that's what it allspice is. It saves you a step. It's like peanut butter and jelly all in the same jar. I don't recommend the cardamom. That's kind of gross, but a little vanilla never hurts. Yeah, this, I don't know. It's a pretty classic pie. It definitely needs some whipped cream.
No.
No, absolutely needs whipped cream.
Ich bin ein no.
Oh, Craig says nay. I say yay.
And I could go either way.
Yeah, I love a little...
Hey-oh! Craig goes both ways.
For pumpkin pie? But, yeah, just don't try to put a top crust on it because then you're gross.
Yeah, no! Good Lord, why would... Yeah.
I don't know. Someone would try it.
That's right.
This is from what they...
And here's another suggestion. If you really like cloves, just... stay calm. Don't put extra clothes in. Just, like, don't overdo any one thing.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I love cloves, but you can't over-clove. I mean, that's...
Well, you can, and it's awful.
You should not.
I'm just saying that would really ruin the pie.
Oh, correct. Yeah, please don't over-clove. Balance is key.
Yeah, I don't want clove pie. You know what?
Don't be so put off by the flavorless paste that is pumpkin that you just go too wild on the spices in one direction.
You can always err on a little too much cinnamon.
Yeah, again.
Cinnamon, delicious. Nutmeg, delicious. Load up on those.
But balance is key, is here. So that's what I'm saying. I don't remember. I mean, I don't know where pumpkin pie actually comes from, other than according to the Peanuts gang, Squanto invented pumpkin pie, and he invented it to save the settlers from the Mayflower. And so he saved America. So pumpkin pie inadvertently saved America.
According to Wikipedia, because, you know, the most trustworthy of all sources.
That's true.
The pumpkin pie was originally, made in Mexico, it appears.
What? That can't be accurate.
Oh, hold on. I'm reading. It says the oldest evidence of pumpkin dating between 7,000 and 5,500 BCE has been found in Mexico.
Ah. I'm sticking with the first Thanksgiving story.
I have no input on this whatsoever, but I am...
That's fine.
I'm completely dumbfounded by Dumpstat1 on the Discord has a picture of a clear pumpkin pie. It looks like just a clear gel. And
it sounds terrible.
Donkey Teeth
crystal
said,
pie? Is it like Crystal Pepsi?
Donkey Teeth said, pumpkin pie crystal brought to you by Pepsi.
Well done.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the pie of the week. Good old pumpkin pie. And as Craig said, anybody who celebrates this holiday... please enjoy some. That is all the pie we have. We'll see you next week. Thanks again, hero of the show, this pie.
Yeah, it does seem that, you know, the pumpkins probably did appear at the first Thanksgiving way back when. So
yes! Charlie Brown never lies! That's where I mean, all my historical information.
Because nothing was more true than the Red Baron hanging out drinking root beer in bars during World War I.
Wasn't that his nemesis?
I don't know.
Wasn't that World War I flying ace?
You know, I used to have that song on like 45 or something way back, you know, with Snoopy the Red Baron.
I believe you.
Yeah. It's good times. This pie. I was going to keep saying it. All right, to real news.
Yes.
Updates to 4-star champion rewards.
Yeah.
This was exciting.
It is.
So, starting yesterday... some 4-stars have been changed. so that they now grant guaranteed 5-star covers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, doggy.
6 of the 10 latest legendary tokens and 4-star champion rewards will be replaced with 5-star covers. Let's see. So levels 280, 300, 320, 340, 350, and 360.
Wow.
Out the gate, the people being changed are Vulture will give you Peter Parker. Medusa will give you Black Bolt. And Gamorpha will give you Thanos. More to come.
Wow.
Later.
That's outrageous. So I can directly get a 5-star from boosting my 4-star.
Yep.
That is correct.
And I can buy a guaranteed 5-star in the store.
For a whole lot of command points, yeah.
If you don't see this as the writing on the wall for 6-stars, you are blind.
I do not see it. I don't like it. I mean, no, it's not going to happen. Don't do it. No 6s.
I don't know. I probably mentioned this to Ian.
Yes.
Speaking of things that are dope and awesome. So there's a new X-Men comic coming. It is X-Men Red. It is going to feature the super awesome Nightcrawler, mm-hmm. who doesn't love that, teamed up with none other than Namor. Ooh.
That seems like an alarmingly potent team.
Yeah, and it's got Jean Grey coming back from the dead as Phoenix yet again.
Oh.
So it's Phoenix, Namor, and Nightcrawler.
Who's going to threaten that?
And some other, jobbers.
Well, they need someone to lead the team. I guess Namor could lead the team.
He's going to do what he wants no matter what.
Yeah, but he's a jerk. That's why they need a team leader.
No. Well, he's going to replace, Scott Summers' place because Scott's a jerk.
Yeah, I hear you. So what's that all about with Namor? Is that what we've just defaulted to? Everybody who has a power in the Marvel Universe is a mutant?
Namor's always been a mutant. Actually the Marvel's first mutant. No, seriously.
Makes some more Marge Simpson noises. Hang on.
In fact, I think I probably have some old Namor comics where it says right on the cover, Marvel's first mutant.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure that that's true. Just like people will try to tell me that the credits in front of Star Wars always said A New Hope Episode 4.
They did not. And those people who say that should be shot.
Well, not that severe. Holy smokes. They're just wrong.
Man, it also tells me it's got that really lame Death Star explosion at the end, too. I like the old one where it's just some lame fireworks going off. Those fireworks were way better than that big fancy exploding circle thing. I don't need that. It was overkill. What are we talking about?
You're talking about 140 in the release notes.
Oh.
Hit me.
Sure.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
Oh, the other thing, so...
I just re-railed you!
I know, but you said, I had the other thought that was in my head, is that remember you said things were, outrageous. Speaking of things that were totally outrageous.
Did you say something about Gem?
No, yes, it is about Gem.
I knew it.
Did you watch the new Nightcrawler? Not Nightcrawler, Jesus. The new Deadpool trailer?
I have not seen it. I've only seen stills.
Okay, well, Nightcrawler, man. Deadpool dressed up like Bob Ross. Anyway, if you watched the credits... There's all kind of hidden jokes in the credits, and I'm just saying, check out the name of the singer.
Okay.
It just might be totally outrageous. Anyway, now that we get back to the show, he keeps throwing me off. Hey, 140, here's a crazy thing. A whole UI update. Who knew this was coming? Now, mobile players can join the crazy world that Ian lives in, playing on Steam, where we can actually see how much AP you have all the time.
Oh, wow.
I tried it out today, and I'm liking it. Liking it quite a bit.
I bet. Yeah, I love it.
No more having to slide, off the side to see how much AP, if I've got enough power for, one of those powers that says if you have X much of something else. Good times.
It seems, it's just a change, maybe. I don't like change, but it seems useful, but it seems a little cluttered. It covers up a lot of the, the characters up top. But you can always minimize it, and then you just see the pop-ups when you get the AP, and you still have all the bars. And it's very easy to just click it and see, where everybody is. So I'm not used to it yet, but I'm not saying it's a negative. I'm just neutral on it so far.
I don't know. I'm liking it. So, to the UI team, good deal.
I can definitely see the benefits of seeing that all the time, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other things. The brand new Hulk, his power grant entrance will end the battle normally if the resulting effect from the power results in the entire enemy team being downed. So if you, I suppose if you get your Hulk to do a one turn kill with that first move and he opens up the gates, there you go. I suppose you team him up with like Gamorrah
and Rocket
Baby Groot. Yeah. Yeah. I suppose that could happen. Caecilius will no longer take damage from whales. So if you've been using whales to kill Caecilius when that event rolls around, no go. Code no joy. Characters that you own but do not meet the required level are grayed out in the roster select screen instead of not being visible.
I really like that change.
Really?
Yeah. I like to be able to see who it is and see, yeah. It's not a big change, but yeah. Not life-changing, but yeah, I like it.
All right. The tile in the tile tooltip no longer appears to be interactable.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. That made my brain hurt. People who do not want to be signed into Play Game Services will not be prompted to do so every time they log in. That must be an Android thing. I don't know what a Play Game Service is.
Yeah, I don't know. I play on Steam, yo.
Yeah. So, there you go. 140.
Yeah, it's really all about the UI.
Yeah. Good stuff. I don't know. Local news, yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you've got some. I've got some.
That tree got cut down and shipped to New York while I was.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what we're waiting on.
Talking about this. So, and in the weird news, not that this was important in any way, so this will be a big downside for anybody who was waiting for this news. But it was very odd to me that the company who procures said trees paid the police department where I work a lot of money to guard that tree 24/7 before it was cut down. So we had officers stationed at a tree for like 2 weeks.
That's the most boring job imaginable.
Like,
let me make sure I understand this correctly. I can pay city cops to act as a private security force for me if I feel like it?
I guess. I don't know.
That doesn't sound corrupt at all. I'm on board. Good job, local police department.
I don't know. I think if you pay that much, pretty much anybody will do what you'd like.
I don't doubt it. I'm just disappointed.
It's a Christmas tree. It's Rockefeller. It's very important.
Tree needed to be guarded. This is State College, you know, town pride that our tree is living it up in New York City.
I've got some additional town pride for you.
Oh, hit me.
I was reading an article on USA Today. Today.
Uh-huh.
And it had a nice list for me, and it had the drunkest city in each state.
Uh-oh.
State College swept Pennsylvania.
I bet.
Woo!
And of that 50, number 8 overall.
Number 8?
Wow.
That is a travesty.
Oh, Craig.
How are we not in the top 5? Is Las Vegas number 1?
Oh, no. Green Bay is number 1.
Green Bay?
Green Bay.
I suppose if you have to wake up every day in Green Bay, you know, you might as well get your drink on.
Dude, if we're talking about countrywide, and I'm just talking about the top 50 that were in this list. Countrywide, if we were like the top 50... or of the top 10 drunkest cities in the United States, 7 of them are Wisconsin towns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
State College isn't even on that list.
I don't want to live in Wisconsin, and I think I would probably develop a very hearty drinking problem if I had to live in Wisconsin. So I can understand this.
Yeah. So, but State College did a proud / shameful showing.
Dave Walker said, as a Wisconsinite, that does not surprise me.
Does this show have an intermission?
No.
Yeah.
Can you use the facilities?
No. Well, nothing that responsible.
Oh.
I left my, because I didn't think I would have a use for it, I left my wallet at home upstairs and I wanted to run and grab it because there's an online auction going on that's going to expire soon and I didn't want to miss out on my last minute bids. And say it was responsible. I said that, hey, there's a Captain Spaulding Funko Pop that I want.
Captain Spaulding?
I know, right? And I get an Ash with it.
Could you just buy those outright?
No, not the Captain Spaulding. I'm going to pay that kind of money for a Captain Spaulding. You're out crazy.
Hold on. How much is this on Amazon?
So, it sounds like Craig's taking a break in order to look at this.
Holy gajibus!
Yeah.
$90.
Yeah. The bid right now for the pair is $37.
Well,
Ash and a Captain Spaulding. The what? Well,
the Evil Dead Ash is going for $9. So
Right. So I get a freebie thrown in there, and Captain Spaulding for significantly less.
Woo! Man, that is a expensive Funko Pop right there.
What's that? The Captain Spaulding?
Yeah.
It's definitely on the higher end. It's more modest. Any ones that were, you know, San Diego or New York Comic-Con exclusives and there were only, you know, 200 made, those are outrageous.
Well, I mean, I got my Violet Beauregard. That was a Comic-Con exclusive. I didn't pay nearly that much money for it.
Mm.
Skippy KGT said, I can see Craig sniping Ian's auction bid.
I only got 3 minutes left. Even if I ran upstairs and got my wallet now, I'm not going to make it. And who am I kidding? There are other people watching this. It's already up to $40. I'm not shelling out no $40 for a Funko Pop. Although Captain Spaulding is pretty dope.
I did pay that much for Violet Beauregard.
Yeah.
I had to have the whole set.
Well, that's important to complete the set. But that's okay. Let's. Was that the last bit of news?
Yes. Unless you got more?
I don't have any local news or any real news.
All right. So let's hit the mailbag then.
Yeah, mailbag it.
Woohoo! Brought to you by Willie Lumpkin.
Everybody's favorite mailman.
Not
Cliff Clavin?
Mr. McFeely?
Oh.
Mr. McFeely is my second favorite. Cliff Clavin is a monster.
That is true.
That Ratzenberg guy is a total turd. He has ruined Cliff Clavin for me by being allowed to open his mouth outside of character.
Oh, I don't even know anything about that.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. So,
he's aggressively to the right and was on a lot of news shows saying how excited he was that Trump won the election because thank God the adults are in charge again. As soon as I read that, I was like, you are a piece of human garbage and I want to dislike you all the time. I want to say a whole bunch of other profanities, but then I remembered what show I was on.
That's a different show.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got nothing. So Cliff Clavin, you and I are enemies.
That show recorded on Mondays. Go to your Monday show for that kind of stuff.
I will. That's why I bottled it up. I just want to hear what the people had to say about this show, sans Craig. Oh.
So first, Jenda McGlynn said, wow, this episode really had amazing timing. Look what Marvel Comics published just this week. And it is the Warriors 3, along with what appears to be a baby Gwenpool. And Volstagg is saying, introducing the Puzzle Warriors 4... And, Hogan yelling out, this is definitely canon now. I'm pretty sure this is a made-up graphic. But if, I don't know that is a fact, I just know it to be true. He says, I guess that settles it then. Hashtag Team Cake will have to have their representative Joe as a permanent new addition. I mean, we can't go against canon.
Wait, so Gwenpool is the Warrior 4?
No.
Except it's not. I mean, it's
just... Oh, they just added that because Joe likes Gwenpool thing. So much.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel less distressed about that.
And it's like a baby Gwenpool. I don't even understand the graphic. My brain hurts. Moving onward, D-Wing Illinois said, Joe hates pies, defends Ringo, champions Team Pink. I need to rethink actually liking him.
Remember, he also promotes stickers instead of pins.
You are the only one who really has a problem with the sticker thing. Dewing also said, I've been reminiscing fondly about Winona Ryder lately as I've discovered Heathers the Musical.
Oh, I would see that.
Apparently it's a
thing.
Wow,
I would see that too. That sounds awesome.
Hey, speaking of musicals, does anybody want to buy last minute tickets to go see Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer the Musical next Tuesday?
I can't imagine. Where is it?
Bray Jordan Center.
How much are tickets?
I don't know that.
Hey. Get back to us.
Yeah, probably some dollars. somewhere
they're
between,
not free?
Somewhere
outrageous.
Between 10 and 70? I don't know.
You got me for under 20.
Let's see.
Again, now it's not that urgent. I just want to hear more comments.
D-Wing said, Chloe wins the episode
bucks.
For the Venn diagramming.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, except we still don't have a complete one. The one she came up with, none of us could remember what it was. Now that we've remembered what the Venn diagram is, maybe we'll be able to come up with one. And he also said that theorizing that Craig's absence is being related to the Rockefeller Center tree somehow, to which Jeff Metzner said, poor Craig, he shouldn't have crossed the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree mafia.
No, we had a family medical issue I had to take care of.
But luckily... it seems to be resolving here soon.
That's the theory.
Dances with Weevils said, man, this episode is like the local newscast SNL episode with the teases that never happen. I was interested to hear Joe's take on the new haircut Thor, which apparently we talked about at the very beginning of the episode and then didn't get back to it. And no. Joe responded and said that he likes the new haircut because he actually wears his helmet more. Oh, wait, you mean in the game. He said, I was hoping for old man Thor from Jason Aaron's run, but he's no Gambit, Spidey, or even Daredevil, sadly. So, yeah, just Joe's take on Thor.
Right.
Jordan from Jersey said, Planet Hulk seems like a fun power set to me. I've liked the loner version so far. Sure, he's okay, but I would argue that that is not Planet Hulk. I understand that that's where the idea came from, but that's really just Thor movie Hulk. Planet right. Hulk should have been its own movie. Should have been its own thing. Way more.
What's the animated one?
I have not watched the animated one, but apparently.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Perrin Diak put up a picture of Reese's cup being eaten with a fork. I just wanted to throw that out there.
No. No.
Boosted character of the week. Professor X would be great if I ever got covers for him. 5-4-1 currently. Man, that just makes me sad. I forget how the older four stars are so difficult to cover now, even still. But, hopefully you can get them sometime soon. Arcane Pozar says, so as someone who's fairly deep onto his second listen through the series,
oof.
He's on episode 86, 82 through 86 this week. He said that the first time the Venn diagram came up was on episode 85, give or take an episode. He does also say he's doing well. Thanks for asking, Ian.
Good.
And Joe gave compliments for Joe. Great voice for this line of work. Always great to have you on. And he said that this should do some off-season PvP events that don't allow 5-stars to mix things up. Maybe give 5-stars a chance to 5-star players a chance to bring out their 4-stars for the event. Any thoughts on that? Having an event where you can't play your 5-stars?
Nope, that seems mean to 5-star people.
Yeah, but most 5-star people are going to have decent 4-star rosters as well.
Yeah, but they put a lot of that work into championing all the 5-stars and theoretically time and money.
Will make you feel better to play against their all completely maxed out 4-stars?
Yeah, I'm just saying I don't feel that 5-star people should be penalized for having a superior roster.
Yeah, I suppose. I'm all for, going to an event and seeing what 4-star teams can come up with. Now, granted, they're all going to contain, Medusa and Carol and the most powerful ones of those.
Coulson, but right.
Hey, Samurai says, remember, there were events where you couldn't play 5-stars. They were the old heroic events.
Oh.
Yeah, but that was pretty much before 5-stars came out, wasn't it? I think it was. You had to use a 2, 3, and 4? Yeah. D-Wing also said at the end, bonus bullet point, given Craig's feeling about Chance the Rapper's musical stint on SNL, I look forward to his rant on Chance's hosting gig this week.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
Didn't see it.
I also have yet to watch it, really? But I'm excited.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I just haven't made time.
Sure.
It was a hectic weekend.
All I saw was a post on Reddit where apparently he's playing a hockey reporter who doesn't know anything about hockey.
That is the funniest bit in the show.
Okay.
Fantastic bit. I loved it.
It was much better than Cats. And I want to see it again and again.
And again.
he's a reporter who doesn't know anything about hockey. He has to sub in for the normal guy who does the hockey thing. And it's funny because he just keeps repeating, it's cold. It's really, really cold. I don't know what's going on here. They're doing hockey stuff. Apparently this team won. It's really cold. Can I go home now? in any case, I just wanted to talk about Chance the Rapper playing the hockey guy. So that's all I got. That's what was in the mailbag this week.
Wow. Okay.
Late on mail.
Well, Ray did some appropriate pruning.
Judicious editing.
Yeah.
I know. Everybody just wants to hear Joe all the time. That's funny.
I know. That guy's blowing up.
He is.
Outcry on social media.
Man, it's only like he was, a professional broadcaster and something.
Is he? That doesn't sound right.
Sure. He did professional wrestling broadcasting.
Oh. Sorry, when you said professional, I was like, I don't think that.
Well, he gets paid for those jobs, so that would make him a professional. I got your back, Joe. And by the way, Joe, here's something else. I'm going to make Ian and my nephew go with me to one of these Tommy Dreamer Wrestling Promotions. We need to get you to come to this with us. So let's work this out. All right. There you go.
Cool. We need you, Craig.
All right. This week's boosted we characters. You. So once again, I am Hans.
Wait, is this? Are we not adding a sponsor, or is that a in the works situation?
That's later.
Oh, I thought that was this segment.
No.
Good, because this segment is terrible, and I would hate to see it sponsored.
It's all ruined.
And I am Franz.
Just tell me about the boosted characters.
I cannot. I will start at the low end, and I will work my way up. I'm serious. I don't have any of the 4 stars. Like, 2 of the 5 I don't have rostered. No, 3 of the 5 I don't have rostered. The one you hate, and the other one I'm totally relying on Ray.
So it must be Gwenpool.
No, let's talk. Oh no, I'm missing several characters. Don't worry.
All right.
Let's talk about 3 stars, man.
Let's talk about 3 chicks, stars. Man.
Grinch McScrooge says, "You up?"
Thanks for playing along. Ian didn't.
That was solid. So we got the Dakin Classic. He's boosted. Oh, good old Magneto. There's a character that gets a lot of stuff done. Rocket and Groot. Ooh, Switch. More good times and Mohawk. I don't know Synergy off the top of my head. Magneto doesn't need any. He is a standalone, excellent 3-star. And Switch is good in so many scenarios. I wonder if she's good with any of these 4 stars. I bet she would be, because one of the 4 stars is Nightcrawler. So if you can use her to make some purple and then him to just bamf for the rest of the game.
There you go.
That could be one of those infinite bamf loops. So let me tell you about the 4 stars. Maybe some of my co-hosts can help me, because I am in the weeds. I don't have Mockingbird. I don't have Yondu. I don't have Nightcrawler. Nobody likes War Machine. Ray, tell us about Vulture.
Vulture is the man. Vulture is amazing. You just make a couple black matches and go to town. It's an endless self-generating character.
So black lets him go airborne.
Yes.
Yes.
And while
airborne makes him generate stuff.
Yeah. So while every turn that he's airborne for 2 turns, and every turn he's airborne, he generates green, blue, and black. So he regenerates black for himself. Not enough to keep the power going, but you make a couple black matches in the meantime, and you're just set. You fire off his green before you fire off his black. So the green puts out a countdown tile, then the black makes him go airborne. As long as he's airborne, that countdown tile doesn't count down. So it's going to be on the board when he finishes the airborne. And then when that's true, he comes in with I forget what they call it. It's a talent attack of something, and it does like 6,000 points of damage to AoE, to the whole team.
Oh wow, that's a lot of I know what you're talking about. I don't remember what it is. He's like Tron Deadly Discs or something.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. But the other thing that's beautiful is you never fire the blue. You generate the blue, you build up the blue, but never fire it, because when you fire off his black, if you have enough blue for it to activate, it automatically fires on its own and does way more than if you fire it yourself. It destroys enemy attack, protect, strike, and countdown tiles. So you just wipe out whatever the enemy's got building up the moment you go airborne. So he just constantly builds. He's a really powerful character just on his own. You throw a cloak and dagger in there to constantly generate black, and you're just golden.
That sounds awesome.
Mockingbird, I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm seriously. I was half joking, but I'm mostly serious. I don't have her rostered. I don't remember a single power that she has, and I didn't do appropriate show prep. So I don't know.
She's got a red power that makes bombs.
Good save.
That's what I remember about Bobby, is that she makes bombs.
What about Yondu? Does he do anything?
He whistles.
Ray uses Yondu.
I like Yondu as just a fun character to play. You fire off his, I don't have him in front of me. Sorry, I was not prepared for that. But you fire off his blue, maybe, and he sends out his, the golden spike, whatever it's called. I don't know.
He sends out a Pokemon.
Yeah, and it just
stabs people.
It does damage to whoever has the fewest number of hit points every round. So it's fun. It's a lot of fun. His black power throws out strike tiles, I think. He's not great, but he's fun. I really enjoy him.
That sounds like a useful power. It sounds like a better version of Elektra's red.
Yeah, it really is, because it's not a trap tile, so it can't just be taken away when somebody puts out a countdown and overrides it.
Sure.
Yeah, he's a fun character. War Machine, exact opposite. I don't enjoy playing him. I've tried him again since they rebuilt him.
Yeah, they did a rework on that guy.
Yeah, I still don't. Not a fan. And Nightcrawler, I don't have enough of. He bamps a lot, and I like that.
Yeah.
But I think I...
He takes whatever you have the most of. He makes, like, 10 more of them.
Whatever's on the screen.
Whatever the largest number of colored tiles on the screen is, he makes even more of them. And so that could potentially, you know, make more Banff if it's purple and creates a lot of exciting cascades. It's a really powerful ability. He's got a red power that pokes you for some damage. And goodness me, I can't remember what his third power does. So that you have it. 50 characters of the week.
Good luck.
Yeah.
My.
If you need any additional information about them.
Consult anyone who actually plays this game?
Send a tweet out to Joe.
I'm trying to think. I guess I don't have Mockingbird Champ. No, I don't. So that's why I haven't even used her much. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, there you have it. Play Scarlet Witch. She'll be even more effective. Actually, she won't be any more effective boosted. All she does is generate purple.
That is her job.
So I don't know
if you use her, you know, purple,
what her reality blast does and how much better it'll be. I think it stuns some people and hurts the whole enemy team.
Yeah, it stuns.
Isn't it like a 4-turn stun and then AoE damage?
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's probably even more AoE damage. But so that'll be good. But yeah. Listen to me now and believe me later. That is the worst segment I've ever done. I'm sorry, everybody. I officially, not only did I cheat you out of a pie, but I owe you a weekly buffed character segment. I will have to shine next week. I'll come back from vacation revitalized and less nervous about my priorities and not on a Tuesday.
So
this is what happens when we do a show on a Tuesday.
Apparently Bobby's explosion does a ton of damage. So if she's going to be boosted, that would be the way to go. Her,
red
is
bombs.
That? The red. Red, yeah. Ton of damage.
Right.
Like 17,000, 20,000, somewhere in there. So.
One participation trophy for you. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have a new sponsor for this segment.
I did not know that.
Dying of the Vine, brought to you by Astro Monkey 9. Thanks, Astro Monkey.
Yeah,
he,
for sure.
He says he finds this the segment very useful.
Dying on the Vine?
Yeah.
Makes him feel good. Better because he's in better shape than I am normally.
Well, and we spend time like prioritizing and stuff like that. So
my Vine is very simple right this moment. It's 2 yellow lockjaws.
Oh.
Guess what color of lockjaw I don't need?
Yellow?
He doesn't even have black.
I don't even know.
He's yellow, blue, and green. I have okay. 5 yellow, 2 blue, 1 green. So they're just going to end up getting sold. That is all.
Okay. I have the same story, except take out Lockjaw and insert the name Rogue.
Oh, 2 yellow rogues?
I have 1 yellow rogue and
is
5.
That the yellow rogue of Texas?
That was awful. Where do I even have her at? I don't know, but it's not very, very good. I have her at a 1-2-5, so it's not really even a possibility. So, I should just sell it, but
yeah.
I can't do that. I'm going to wait until there's one day left.
There are rules in place for a reason, Ray.
Let's not go rogue.
Yeah.
Oh. I make a sweet, sweet joke. Nothing. Crickets.
And I have the same thing going on with 2-star Captain Marvel, but nobody cares about that. So
right.
I've got 3 black covers waiting on her. But
see what's going on with my Vine. It looks like there's a lot of numbers, but it all looks irrelevant in the same way that Ray's is. Yeah, no, it's got the 1-2-star that I haven't rostered yet. No, sorry, it's got 1 of the 2-2-stars that I haven't rostered yet. The only one that I'm actually going to roster when I have enough hero points again. Oh. Because I'm investing all my hero points in slots for this 2-star recycling program, I also have a 3-star Electra dying on the Vine, which I don't have a roster slot for, and I'm probably just going to... We'll see how that shuffles out. Everything else is 2-stars. My Vine is looking excellent. So it's either 2-stars that are unrostered or 2-stars that I don't have the right covers for and haven't championed yet.
Sure.
That's not so bad.
No. Nope, it looks great.
All right, so a little short, tiny Vine this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Vines are looking good.
It's all coming up, Vines.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Astro Monkey 9. Rewards of the week. Anybody get anything exciting?
Got a 4-star Cyclops. I got a 4-star Thing. Those were exciting for me. Cyclops more so. The Cyclops was.
Are you getting close?
I'm getting close. I think I have him at a... I was just looking at it, too. I don't know what I could have done to make this worse, but I think I have him at a 5-2-4. So,
Yeah, he gets powerful as soon as you get him leveling.
Right. So he should be ready to go soon.
Nice. My rewards of the week are going to be the two main event Hulk covers that I got. I got one for placement and one for opening a, what was that, Hulk Friends at Work token or something like that?
Yeah, I missed out on that vault.
Some 2-star token gave me his yellow, so.
Great.
That I is got awesome. None of those.
I would love to get the one that's in the vault that would give me 1-1-1, but I haven't had that luck yet.
Yeah, I sadly went from having all the characters to now not having two of the characters.
Yeah. I have all of the characters except the 1-stars. Does that count?
Nope.
Okay.
Gotta catch them up.
I'm not totally going to be counts. Doing that, so.
Yeah. I say it counts. Craig, rewards?
Nothing. That doesn't count.
Oh.
Nope. I got nothing of that I could properly recall, but I have played very little Puzzle Quest in the past week. Because sure. I've been spending all of my time in a car.
Yep. Nope. You've had a very full schedule. And all your free time got eaten up by Diablo.
That is true. I have either been in a car or playing Diablo Season 12.
Right. What was I thinking? Last week, just for you, Ray opened and received not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 5-star covers.
Of course he did.
You didn't listen to the episode, did you?
No.
No, he did not. I forget who else. Was it Joe or I got a 5-star, and then you got all the rest? Joe got a 5-star.
Yeah, Joe got a Spidey, didn't he?
Yep. And then you got a lot of 5-stars. It was awesome.
That is not awesome. That is...
It was absolutely raining 5-stars.
That's what that is.
I think I got like 3 cheater covers.
Yeah.
Wow.
2-1-2 is where he's at now. He's getting
you got 3
good.
Gambits, you got a Spidey, and you got 2 of someone else. And I don't remember exactly who, but it was good. Ray was on a heater.
Man, that makes me super sad.
Spidey is getting precariously close. I have him currently at a 4-0-1, and as you mentioned, Vulture at level 280 gets you a another Spidey cover that'll put me at a 5-0-1.
Ooh,
it's dangerous. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't. That's anxiety.
I like it. I like getting the covers, but not in that order. in any case. Yeah, it was a good week for me last time. Now I'm building up ISO again.
Yeah, that's crazy. Let's open some tokens. Brought to you by an old sponsor. Not to be confused with, you know, the pies. Legendary Tokens brought to you by this guy. Shout out to that sponsor, this guy.
So I feel like we missed an opportunity, though.
Oh?
And I know we don't have any control over the sponsorship, but I really feel like that last segment should have been brought to you by this vine.
If you would like to petition AstroMonkey 9 to have it changed to this vine.
This vine. I don't know if I need a full petition. I'll just mention it here on the show and perhaps send him an email.
You cannot petition the monkey with prayer.
And by email, I mean an alliance-based chat message.
Okay. Let's open some stuff so Ray can get more 5-stars and make me more sad.
Woohoo! All right. There's a little decal here on what appears to be Thor's shield that I'm going to give it a poke. See how that works out for me. Hopefully it's that yellow Cyclops cover that I need. It is not. It's a good old Hulk Buster.
Oh, throwback.
Which is both
classic.
Good and... I know. I'm opening a second one. I can't live like that. I want disappointment in my life.
That's a champion character.
Yeah. How about this circle over his helmet that guards his ear from wet willies?
Is that what that's for?
Yes. They are. They are the most dangerous two Asgardians. It looks like a Phil Coulson, one purple best laid plan. I think that might be something that was even more desirable than an exciting champion level.
He had to wear that in that classic 4-issue run of Asgard versus the Three Stooges.
I just pulled up your Coulson. That's exciting.
It was the best one ever. So that best laid plans put my Coulson at 4-4-4.
Ooh.
The quadruple poo house. Yeah. The best possible build.
That is, because now anything is good.
I know. That was totally worth opening a second token. That made my night. I'm going to give myself another Hulkbuster level. Yeah, Hulkbuster. Okay.
Donkey D said, wait, what? Ian has 4-star champs?
All right.
Five of them.
I'm going to poke this thing here. It's a 4-star. It's not very exciting. It is a Nick Fury escape plan.
Hmm. He's been reworked. It's pretty exciting. You can start using it more often now.
Let me add a level. That gets Nick Fury to 276.
Not bad, not bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going for the ear poking because I hear that's the fun thing to do. It is a 4-star. It is a 4-star. Hey, Agent Coulson, best laid plans.
Well, at least it's consistent.
I guess.
Third highest character.
Third? Yeah. He's my highest character. Well, that's not true.
That can't be true.
Doctor Strange.
Champion 5-star.
Yeah. But apart from that one champion 5-star, Coulson is at 297 and Wolverine is second at 292. Coulson is just jumping leaps and bounds over all my other characters.
Phil is in charge.
Yeah. Well, he should be. He's good at being in charge. He's a good leader.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not doing any more. I don't have enough ISO.
Okay.
Great.
I didn't know. Apparently you opened everything last week.
I did. I opened like 15 or something.
Sure, man.
It was insane. I do still have 1,400 command points that I'm not touching as well.
Good lord. I think I have like, 20 or something.
I can't sell covers, man. It's too painful. I can't open them and not be able to use them.
Right. I hear you.
All right.
That was a good opening. That made me feel good. Thank you, this guy.
This guy.
Oh, so my weekly or bi-weekly communique to this guy. So this guy, I hear they're adding a new feature/mechanic in our other game called Territory War. If you want to shoot me a Discord message or an email about how I can be a more useful Alliance member when it comes to this upcoming Territory War, for I don't know what it is or how to be prepared, I'll do a little research on my own. But thank you for the segment, and thank you for any additional help you send me in the way of that game.
Oh, hey, Ray.
Oh, yo.
Didn't you for a while play that Marvel Champions game?
That I did, yeah.
You saw that is now Kaputsky, right?
Yes. That made me a little sad. I was not very much into it. I enjoy the Marvel characters, but the MMO portion of that, I don't like playing with that many of those kind of people. I can't find a word that's not a swear word to reference those people. it was fun to play the characters, but you had to get away from everybody else in order to really enjoy it, and I didn't play it much.
Okay.
I got like 20 of the characters and went, okay, I'm good. But yeah, it's no more. It kind of makes me sad.
Yeah. All right, I got nothing else. What do you guys got?
I got membership to one of the best podcast networks on the internet. It's called the Soon to Be Named Network. It is available at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com. There are an oh so many podcasts to fill your ear holes that aren't protected with wet willy shields, with great podcasts, informative, fun. All can be found with direct links on puzzlewarriors3.com or in one great heaping cornucopia, which is Soon to Be Named Network at soontobenamednetwork.com. Please go check us out, especially if you want to hear more Joe.
Yeah, that's where you'll hear all the Joe.
Yeah.
All the Joe that's fit to print. Ray, you got anything?
Nope, I am good.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining in this week. It's a little haphazard. It's been a rough week.
It has been a rough week.
As always, check us out, puzzlewarriors3.com. Concerns, segments, suggestions, how much you love pie segment. Please let us know. You know how to get a hold of us. The MPQ subreddit, the D3 forums, all these things. Amazon banner, it's almost Christmas time, folks. Order your presents now. Click on the Amazon banner top of our webpage. Buy some stuffs. Or head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3.
Treat yourself to a Captain Spaulding Funko Pop.
Yeah, buy 6 or 7 as long as you use our Amazon link.
So I want to mention the Amazon ad. I went and looked at the full report of the, hey, thanks everybody. There are several people using that Amazon link and I really appreciate it. I mean, a lot of the purchases is like, you get a couple pennies here, a couple pennies there, but like somebody bought an SSD hard drive on there. That's more than a couple pennies. That's a few dollars. So
yeah,
just want to, thanks for using that. It really helps out.
Yeah, we do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, that's all I got. So goodbye for now, and remember, kids, We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. Good night, everybody.
Bye, friends.
Good night. I don't know that song at all.
What? No way. Ray, Mitch and I used to play that song all the time back in our office.
I have no recollection of that whatsoever.
You know, it has that the trumpet song. You
know, nope. I'll pull it up and listen to it. Your rendition is not ringing any bells.
Hands across the water, water. Hands across the sky.